Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, we want you to see what took place. A major thing when the Secretary of State, highest diplomat our country has, declared what ISIS has been doing to the Christians in Syria and officially gave it the designation of genocide and what that actually means. Watch this.
Pushing it right up to the deadline set by Congress, Secretary of State John Kerry said the words Christians and others waited to hear.
In my judgment, Daesh is responsible for genocide against groups in areas under its control, including Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims.
It's a critical first step towards protecting Christians from ISIS and other Islamic radicals in Iraq and Syria.
Every jihadist in the Middle East believes they can kill, kidnap, enslave, and otherwise torture Christians and other religious minorities, and they believe they can do it without repercussions.
In northern Iraq, Assyrian Christians are an ancient people descended from the first followers of Christ.
We are, as Assyrians of the Middle East, we are on the verge of extinction.
Juliana Tamirazi recently visited the town of Telescof in the Nivea Plains of Iraq, where 200,000 Christians have fled from ISIS.
The homes are destroyed. When you walk inside, their closets are all broken, the beds are all overturned, the kitchens are destroyed.
Secretary Kerry's genocide designation helps keep the plight of these Christians near the front of U.S. foreign policy.
Advocates wasted no time celebrating. They're already working with the State Department to make sure Christians are represented in Syrian peace talks and that the property rights of Iraqi Christians forced to flee their homes are enforced.
There are going to be borders redrawn, constitutions redrafted. It's absolutely essential that the Christians have a voice in this process, or they will have no place in the new Syria and in the new Iraq.
There's already an effort to create a safe haven in the Nineveh Plains so that Christians, Yazidis, and other minorities can return home, govern themselves, and rebuild their lives without fear of extermination.
If you care about the presence of Christianity, the Christian witness, in this very gospel-poor part of the world, you will support the idea of a safe haven.
In spite of the horrors they've experienced at the hands of ISIS, Christians in this part of the world are experiencing a revival of their faith.
They have told me repeatedly it is because of persecution that has been inflicted on them that they have grown closer to Christ, that they find themselves praying more, that they're thirsty for the gospel more.
Now the same advocates who pushed for the genocide designation are moving to keep up the pressure to ensure the Obama administration not only talks but acts to protect those persecuted Christians and other religious minorities. They hope to make real progress before the next administration moves into the White House. Jennifer Wishon, CBN News.
Interesting that even in this designation and what they were able to say, that the Secretary of State says, in my judgment, Daesh is responsible. Well, who's Daesh, right? This administration refuses to say radical jihadist, sure. Right? Well, would you be surprised to know that Daesh is the acronym for jihadist army? So if we actually read this statement using the word jihadist, it would say, in my judgment, a jihadist army is responsible for genocide against groups in territory under their control. Talking about Christians. It's jihad. Yes, this is what's happened. And so, it's important because now what the genocide designation, if you will, means that Christians now in the area that had to flee to another nation to escape, when the new Syria and new Iraq is formed, they actually now will have a seat at the table and they will make sure that they can have a place where they can go. But it's so many people are celebrating and they're excited about this. And one such person is Mark Burnett. You may be familiar with him because he's in Hollywood and he is the producer of many what they call hit programs like The Shark Tank and a bunch of them, and The Voice and The Apprentice, and I think 10 reality TV shows. They say he's the guy who founded reality TV and quite successfully. But him and his wife have been known for helping so many Christians, displaced Christians. And I think they even invested $25 million to help them. Well, they were just interviewed by Glenn Beck, and Glenn had to ask him the question, hey, you're the successful TV guy. What happened? What touched you that you were able to now move in such a great, compassionate way and able to help so many people? You got to hear what he had to say. Very encouraging. Watch this.
A guy who up until recently has just been kind of, you were the you know, you were the guy who made reality television. What is it that changed in you that made you? Because I know everything that you do now is dedicated to doing good and doing right. What happened?
Yeah, it really shifted on making the Bible series. I think it'd be hard for anyone who's smart to be spending years taking the risk of bringing the Bible to primetime television, which means reading it every day, thinking about it, being part of the church community, to not be affected. It's supernatural. There's a natural world and a supernatural world, and I believe the Holy Spirit is a supernatural part of faith and Christianity. And it affected me. And the good news is, you know, it's a good question, but in the end, that's what it must be. And I'm just glad it happened because it's given me more of a genuine purpose. Yeah, I'm making a lot of hit shows. I mean, like The Voice, Survivor, Shark Tank, all our shows are doing great. But, you know, and I still love doing that. But in my rest of my time, I'm focused on more important things.
Wow. In the rest of his time, he is focused on more important things. That's amazing. I mean, Jesus said, I mean, whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you have done to me. And that's the difference between going through the Bible and allowing the Bible, the Word of God, going through you. There's no way that you cannot be transformed in your thinking and your approach to life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.